possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top-rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
Did you hear that piano and organ in the background
loved,
there?
I love the organ.
I that's a 7/8 time, and I did that. And,
It was all 4/4 time.
Yeah. So this guy, the Hancock, every time you know music comes on, he'll send me, "You hear that, Kelly? That's 15/6 time."
No, I never said that.
You know, here comes it's. Here comes the riff to the slide, the 4/7 beat, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Yeah, but you got to be there, Michael, because sometimes magic happens.
I know, but I even asked you the other day, you were trying to explain to me what 4/4 time was or something like that.
Four beats to the measure. Quarter notes worth a count. One beat.
Yeah, but what's the difference between a regular note and a quarter note?
Well, there is no such thing as a regular note.
So what's a quarter note?
It's a note. And
like when you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything? Well,
Those are notes on the scale. A quarter note is a time value.
Okay.
And then you got the half note, you got the whole note, you got the eighth note.
Okay,
you got the
16th note. Can make the sound of a quarter note, a half note, and a whole note.
Well, if a quarter note is dunk, 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 dunk,
okay.
Dunk, dunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's a half note?
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Okay, what's a whole note?
Oh, come on, Kelly. This is not good for anybody. Dunk. Dunk.
Okay. Right. It makes no sense to me still. I was in music class. Yeah. I used to sing. I was one of the singers. I never understood why they said
it. I can explain it to you. I just can't understand it for you.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, did you have to go to full-on tutoring to learn all that?
Music theory, Washington University. When I was 12 and 13 years old, I had a music theory course on Saturday mornings.
Can you write music if you needed to?
Oh, I have, yes.
Well, I know you've written pieces, but you do that from sound, or you do that from literally writing it on the graph? Is that the right word?
The staff.
The staff.
Yeah. Hey. No, I write it on the staff, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Oh, thank you.
How many songs do you think you've written?
Probably 25, 30.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Any I've heard?
The
one your daughter walked down the aisle to.
Yes, you heard that one.
Anything playing on like KEZK or 103.3?
No, but one of my pieces has been recorded by at least three other artists.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there we just learned a fact about John Hancock, a man I've spent, how many years have we been together now? 15?
Long time. Almost 15, yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard the fact that you wrote music that somebody else has played.
Yeah, yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, thank you.
You going to write me a song?
Yeah, no. I mean, I might. It depends on what, you know, what stirs me.
Yeah.
You don't often stir me, so...
Yeah, well, I hope that you never have a religious or a ceremonial reason to ever write me a song, because that means I'm probably not
gone.
Here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be
and
gone.
I think we know that I probably am not getting married, so it's yeah, not like no. you're going to write a song for my wedding.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, I'm pretty confident that you'll be around after I'm gone. Pretty confident.
What about, maybe I could do it from, like, you know, there's, like, a... Are you familiar with what a quinceanera is?
A what?
A quinceanera?
Yeah, no.
Matt Pajeski, you know what a quinceanera is?
The 15th birthday party?
Yeah, for young yeah. Latin girls. Is it Latino?
It's like a bat mitzvah for a Latin girl.
Yeah, 15
instead of 13.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Maybe I could create one for when I turn 47.
Well, you
some
know,
type
I've been,
of special ceremony.
I've been doing a lot of Latin themes in my writing of late.
Is that right?
I've been incorporating a lot of Latin themes, yeah.
Could
yeah.
I shake the maracas?
You could, yeah.
Yeah, or I would be good on a, you know, what's that, you know, with the ring, ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
and you slap it against your hand. What's it called?
No, we may pull up one of my Latin-tinged songs. I've got it's on the YouTube.
Oh,
there.
It's on a YouTuber?
It's on the YouTube, yeah.
You know what? Maybe when we come into our next segment, we can play it up a
yeah,
little bit for a second.
Yeah, we can do that.
We got a full night for everybody
oh
here
gosh.
On Late
well,
Night with Hancock
our,
and Kelly.
We have our NFL expert, John Hancock, Jr. He's going to join us from Chicago, Illinois tonight.
He just moved there.
Talk about the Super Bowl. He's just gone to work there.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk about Michael's travel. And you got your passport renewed today.
I don't even want to go there.
All right.
We'll talk about it later. We got a full day of stuff. Let me ask you this. You been watching any of the Olympics?
No.
Why not?
Who cares? I don't
what do you
care.
Mean,
for,
who cares?
It's in China. Which I don't care. I mean, it's in China. They're a communist dictatorship. They're oppressing people.
The earphones that you're wearing and the cell phone that you're touching are both made in China
yeah,
as well.
Not Sony. That's in Japan, buddy.
I guarantee you most of the components in that thing come from China.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of them are from, you know, Charleston.
It's amazing. You know, one of the things that I've noticed in this controversy. Yeah, I want to come back to that in a second, but one of the things about the controversy that's going on with the Olympics right now is you've been very hard line, as has Amy Marks, of course,
yeah.
that we shouldn't even be there.
We shouldn't.
Okay, so my biggest problem with that
yeah.
is that I wish that there was just even an iota of that energy and anger that you have for the fact that we're having the Olympics there.
Yeah.
To the fact that corporate America has taken all of our jobs in manufacturing there.
Well, not all of them, but they certainly have put a footprint in China. There's no question.
But it's just amazing to me how the visceral reaction you have as it relates to the Olympics, but you tried to just say to me, oh, well, parts of this was made in Japan. I go, you can get by the fact that corporate America has been fleeing to this communist country year after year for slave labor.
And getting their technology stolen.
But they, you know, they're choosing to go over there.
They are.
And, you know, that's the bastion of the free market, John Hancock. And I just wish that y'all had the same energy as it relates to corporate America's abuse of China and use of China as you have over the Olympics.
I am happy to disconnect the United States from China.
Really?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I mean, that is an evil regime. And what they are doing right now and the kind of proxy states they're building in Africa primarily and also Asia. I mean, they certainly have hegemonic designs on all of Asia. That's clear. This alliance with Putin is very concerning for me. And, so, you know, and am I going to tune in and watch somebody push a little ball down a piece of ice and with a broom in their hand?
I enjoy that. You don't like curling?
No.
Curling's actually really fun. It's essentially shuffleboard on ice.
Yeah, I mean, you push the thing down and you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's like shuffleboard on ice. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
like the downhill skiers.
Yeah.
And you told me that there's nothing to that.
Well, you're going downhill. I mean, you put me downhill, I'll go.
Have you ever gone skiing?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Here's what the talent. I want to see an uphill skier. Now, that would be some talent.
That's what cross-country skiing has a lot of.
Well, it's not uphill, though. I mean, imagine going up that big hill there between, you got the flag over here.
Have you ever skied at all?
Yes, I have.
Where?
I took my daughter to, what you call it?
The little bunny hill we have here in St. Louis
what you call it out there?
What is that called?
In Eureka.
I know where you're talking about. That's not Hidden Valley. That's not skiing.
Amazing I was.
That's like sledding on skis.
They gave us lessons, Michael.
I bet they did.
My Mary Catherine, she was probably 8 years old, and there I was, top of the hill. Yeah. And they said, come on down, John. And I pushed off as I got my poles in my hand there.
This is the lessons, so probably a 2% incline.
Down I come.
Yeah.
Skittering side to side, like Jean-Claude Keeley coming down the coming down the hill. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Hey, if you haven't gotten enough of the senior Hancock, well, stick around, because next up's the junior.
Oh, boy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is John Hancock Sr. Self-written piece.
Yeah, Chapultepec. I told you I was playing with Latin rhythms. It's a little habanera in the bass.
Sexy.
There. Huh?
Sexy.
Well, it's about the Mexican-American War. It's not that sexy.
No, it sounded like it had a little saunter to it.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, everything I write has a little sexual appeal.
We go now to the celebrity guest line.
The celebrity guest line.
Where we are joined by none other than John Hancock.
Our football expert.
Junior. Junior, how are you?
Father, Michael Sean, happy to be here.
Good to be talking to you, man. I cannot wait. We heard your assessment of the previous game with Joe Burrow.
Nailed it. Kansas City Chiefs.
We'd like to hear your predictions and thoughts on what will happen in the upcoming Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 56.
So I am talking to you guys from the Windy City, and it's a good thing because I can see where the winds are blowing this Sunday. The spread right now are the Rams favored by 4.
Yeah.
Now, that seems ridiculous, but let me read you a stat. Joseph Burrow, in his career is 11-2 against the spread.
Wow.
As an underdog of at least 3 points. And he's 7-5-1 outright as an underdog of more than 3 points. He's 7-0 against the spread in his entire postseason career, including bowl game going back to college. 3-0
wow.
this postseason.
Wow.
It is the Bengals all the way. It's a lock. The touts out there, they'll charge you hundreds, thousands of dollars for their lock of the year. I'm telling you right now for free. Bengals +4, and honestly, Bengals money line. It's guaranteed automatic.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you now. Are you concerned about, the offensive line of the Bengals is a little porous, I think we could say. Burrow was sacked 9 times in their opening round of the playoffs, still won the game. And now you're going up against Aaron Donald in the L.A. Rams defensive line. How concerned are you about the quarterback pressures that Joe Burrow is going to be facing?
So obviously a little bit concerned. However, Joe Burrow is unfazed. When he gets hit, he gets up, he keeps going. He's a dog, and, Aaron Donald's going to be tough. Their line is pretty depleted, but I think he's got it. He's found a way this entire playoff run. I think he's going to do it one more time.
So, in the last game.
I love this guy.
Well, he's good.
He's very good.
He's our football. Hey,
Michael, can I ask you a question real quick?
Please.
Is it fair to say someone who committed an illegal act is a criminal?
Yes.
And did the lawsuit with the NFL in St. Louis prove that it was illegal for the Rams to leave St. Louis?
Yes.
So what does that make Stan Kroenke? And I'm here to tell you right now that Sheriff Joe Burrow is delivering justice on Sunday.
So here's what I want to ask you.
I love it.
So you've got Burrow, you've got Ja'Marr Chase. And Ja'Marr Chase was not exactly prominent in last week's AFC title game. Is he going to be able to get loose against that Rams secondary?
So that's the great thing about the Bengals is that Ja'Marr Chase gets all the shine, but you got T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd on that team. Burrow has many options. He's got a solid 2, a solid 3, and Uzama, the tight end, should be back on Sunday.
Is he back?
He's gonna
is he
have
back?
Plenty of options.
Is
the
he...
Chiefs. The Chiefs took away Ja'Marr Chase, and they were still able to get it done on the offensive side.
Do we know for a fact that Uzama is back?
I don't know if it's a fact, but according to him, he's playing. He said he's not going to miss this game. We'll see if the team lets him play, but I don't think they're going to keep him sidelined. And just like the rest of these Bengals, he's a fighter. He's going to go out there and do everything he can to get the victory.
Any indication, old Swami here, what the coin toss is going to go, heads or tails?
They say tails never failed. I'm inclined to go with the tails. But, that's 50-50. It's no guarantee, unlike the Bengals +4.
That's a guarantee, huh?
And you can take that to the bank.
I mean, he's been
fine.
Right. He's
oh,
been,
no.
He's
he, told me
right
to take him, he told me to take the money line.
So let's turn our attention now to this Rams offense. Matthew Stafford, good game in the NFC Championship game. And he's got, arguably, the best go-to receiver in the NFL and Cooper Kupp, which, by the way, would not that make a great name of a coffee shop? Cooper Kupp. But anyway, I digress. How do you rate this Rams offense going up against the Bengals D?
Well, it's a strong offense. You got Kupp, you got OBJ, who, lest we forget, was written off by so many, and they didn't realize that he looked not himself because he was stuck with Baker Mayfield. He's with Stafford, who's not even the top 5 quarterback, and his career's been resurrected. So let's not let Baker Mayfield off the hook on that one. But Cooper Kupp, OBJ, Stafford, it's a tough, formidable offense. You got Sean McVay, a great young offensive mastermind. A little too excitable on the sidelines for me, but it's going to be tough for this Bengals secondary. But they were able to stifle Mahomes, who's obviously a much, much better quarterback than Matt Stafford. So I'm confident that they'll be able to keep him in the game. And McVay, he tends to be way too conservative when he has a lead to let teams back in. Yeah. And as we saw, that's dangerous with Joey B.
Over under 47 total points, John Hancock.
This isn't a mortal guarantee, but I would lean towards the over.
Wow. You think it's going to be a shootout, huh?
I think you're going to see 31-24 Bengals.
Whoa.
That is high scoring.
I think Joey finds a way to punch it in McPherson.
Any
touchdown lead late in the fourth.
Any other things you want to tell us about football before I transition you to another topic, Mr. Hancock?
That's about all I got.
Well, you've been awesome, number one. Number two, any truth to the rumor that you were out with the old man the other night?
We may have been at the Pink Galleon, one of the few pool halls remaining in the St. Louis area.
Was your father on the snooker table?
He was on the snooker table, and he's not going to like this being broadcast, but I beat my father in a game of snooker. We had teammates, but I won the first game. Clean game. I was clutch.
Teammates.
Clutch when it mattered most.
Yeah.
Junior, you know what? I have heard is that, you should have seen me on the snooker table, blah, blah, blah. He didn't tell me that he lost.
It was a team. It was a four-way. It's not a real snooker game when you got, four people.
Wow. Have you lost at snooker at all?
Huh?
You don't normally.
You beat me. You beat me.
Yeah, I beat you in a game here, a game there. Yeah. I don't beat you in the total overall.
Michael, we won this without snookering him. It was a clean victory.
Oh, yeah. Well, the name of the game is snooker, so, that is part of the game.
Yeah, go ahead and tell him what happened then next, son. Son.
He ended up going 2-2 against the guy we met there who was a snooker player himself.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, your dad didn't have all his accoutrements with him.
I didn't have my guy.
We were hearing about the cue. He was blaming the cue.
I'm playing with a broomstick with a marshmallow on the end. I mean, you're not gonna shoot I still beat the guy though.
But he wouldn't.
He got special chalk from the bartender and wouldn't let us and my teammate use it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my pyro chalk, though.
I mean, no.
It was nice.
But. One more question. Any truth to the rumor that you guys all got fed up with Dad and just left them there to play and you all went home?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. My motto is never leave a man behind. no comment.
Well, there you have it. How are things in the Windy City, son?
They're good. Complaints outside of it's a bit chilly.
Yeah. Where'd you have dinner tonight?
Honestly, I'm not sure of the name of the place, but somewhere in River North, beautiful view of the city.
What'd you have?
Just appetizers with the table.
Oh.
Nice pickles, some loaded fries, and chicken wings.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. That's our NFL analyst expert, John Hancock.
Insider joining us
from Chicago, Illinois.
Eagles plus four.
Bengals plus four, he says. And he says you can take it to the bank.
Hey. You got to come back next week and sing for your supper. Let us know how we did.
Absolutely.
All right.
He's in.
That's John Jr. When we come back.
Yeah.
I got some stuff to talk to you about.
Well, bring it on. That's next here on Hancock and Kelly Late Night on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
What a good kid.
It's just another manic Monday.
Indeed. Manic Monday.
I'm so tempted to take you out to Hidden Valley one day this week and have you show me. Kelly, it's not hard going down.
Several years ago, but I may be a little more portly now than I was then. But suffice it to say, Michael, that when they strap the old blades on the old shoes and put the old poles in the old hands, it was a thing of wonderment.
Yeah.
The instructor told me, she said, "Mr. Hancock, I have never seen anything like that." She told me.
Well, I want to share a little bit of the conversation we were having. We had a good old-fashioned Hancock and Kelly argument in here.
We did.
Because I said, I like to watch the Olympics. And you said the Olympics is just boring, with ice dancing and synchronized swimming and blah, 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 and all the things that are going on. I'm with you. But you said snooker is more of a sport.
Because you have points.
Then why don't you put snooker into the Olympics?
I would.
Okay. So don't hate on those sports that are in there. But at the end of the day, I kind of agree with you. Some of them are silly, but I'm telling you right now, John, you're wrong about skiing down a mountain
basketball,
being a piece of cake and not a big deal.
Basketball, you throw a ball through a hoop, you get points for it. And you can measure your points against the other guy's points. In downhill skiing, if it's timed and you got to be the fastest, good, because you got a clock there. You got a stopwatch, and whoever's the fastest wins. Figure skating, you go out there and you're playing Rachmaninoff. And who wants to listen to Rachmaninoff? And then you got a couple of people out there that's going around in circles and twirling up in the air. I mean, I'll grant you it's athleticism. You throw a woman in the air 12 feet and catch her. I mean, that's good stuff. I tried to do that once. But then There's not, I mean, then some judge says 9.7. What the heck does that mean? It means nothing. It means nothing. Sports are about points. It's about
being the fastest. So were you a Mary Lou Retton hater?
Gymnastics, another one. So you're flipping around on a little bar out there.
Yeah, you know. Well, you're going to say that's not athletic?
No, it's very athletic.
I just can't believe that you're being so critical of these other sports.
Here's what I would do. You're
talking about a game that's a bunch of guys that can drink beer, sing that round, play.
With points, and you score the points. So here's how you'd make gymnastics work.
Okay.
If they would just listen to me.
This ought to be good.
So you get on the bar out there, right? You twirl around the bar three times, 3 points. you jump off the vault there and you flip around 1.5 times, 1.5 points. And so now all of a sudden you're putting some meat and potatoes into the scoring system of gymnastics. Yeah, you got the rings up there and you put your legs up, you know, straight out. You do that 4 times. 4 points.
That's kind of how it goes. You just don't understand it.
You got some judge sitting there, probably drunk off their butt, and they're saying 9.7. And they have no idea what that means. Yeah, it's not good.
So then curling, I would assume, is right up your alley.
Well, at least in curling, you've got a place where the thing's supposed to land. You know,
and there's points.
And if you hit it in the thing, you get a point for it. Now, the guys with the brooms, what kind of sport has a broom in it? If you're using a broom in a sport, it's not that big of a sport, in my opinion.
I don't know that it's a broom.
Just my opinion.
It's kind of a brush, is it not?
That's a broom. It's a broom. I mean,
they use a broom in baseball.
Yeah, for the home plate.
Right.
Nobody's getting...
Wait a minute. You just said what kind of a sport uses a broom. Well, I just gave you the name of a sport that uses a broom.
I use a broom, too, but it's to pick up the crap off the floor. I mean, I'm just saying that these sports in the Olympics, speed skating, I love it.
What about the guys who go do the cross-country skiing, and then they got the gun on their back, and then they get to the little place, and they lay down on their belly, and they catch their breath? And then they have to shoot those 5 targets.
Well, here's why I like that.
Okay.
Number one, it's timed.
Yeah.
Number two, you've got a little Second Amendment going on there.
Yeah, I don't think the Olympics gives a crap about the Second Amendment.
Number three, you got the rifle there. And you got, I'm assuming you're trying to hit a target with that thing, right?
I mean, it's points and time.
Points and time. I mean, maybe the perfect sport, honestly. Because you got points and time. What do you call that thing? The biathlete? What do you call that thing? The biathlon. That's what they call it.
Because
you're skiing and you're shooting.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I kind of like that. You could do, if you have the Olympic, you could do, running and shooting, too.
Yeah,
That might be kind of fun. We could have that here in downtown St. Louis. We might have some Olympic athletes out there on the streets tonight, for all I know.
I'm not a fan of some of the stuff, but I, like the ice dancing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's dancing.
It's dancing.
It's not as
fun. I mean, you can watch.
And, figure skating, it's what everybody wants to watch. It's not my bag, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, you twirl around and,
But I really do like the snowboarders, but now we get into the points game.
Again.
The rating system.
Yeah.
Come on. You can tell that, that guy did a bunch of flips, and he made them look really cool.
2 flips, 2 points.
No, you can't do that.
That's how this should work.
No, because you need to be able to do it on a like-same comparison.
Right.
You can't do it on a... Yeah, but if your flips aren't in a nice, measured, tight, compact manner? That's part of the sport, is being able to keep it together and not just look like... I don't know, like some dopey dude coming down the bunny hill at
Hidden Valley
with the sticks going everywhere and elbows.
I don't like to talk, but it was almost as if poetry itself was swirling down that hill that afternoon.
So you have skied at Hidden Valley.
Have
you ever skied out in the mountains?
Cross country skiing in the Boy Scouts.
You did not.
Yes, In fact, I think I have the cross country skiing merit badge.
How could you have that?
Well,
I guess we used to get snow back in the day.
Yeah,
Yeah. But who was teaching the cross-country merit badge?
I think it was Mr. Rosenthal.
So you're making this up.
And no.
You're making it up.
And he also taught me the skating merit badge, which I also have.
The ice skating merit badge?
And roller, both. I got them both.
Yeah. Can you ice skate?
You know, yeah. And so,
have you ever been over to Steinberg? And,
maybe.
And so, maybe you and George Ann come out there. And we'll have hot cocoa together.
I'll tell you what. That gal's got some good ankles.
Does she?
My problem with the ice skating is my ankles are kind of... You know,
you kind of got bird legs.
I got bird legs. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
You're a big guy with small legs.
Yeah.
You know, like two little toothpicks.
Yeah, they are.
You look like you're something out of a cartoon, don't you? Well, you know, I've only seen him in shorts one time.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to wear...
it was all you could handle, though.
I saw shades of white. I only saw my chest.
If I had my wife's ankles, I'd be in the NHL today.
Yeah? She an ice skater?
Well, I don't know, but she can do anything.
Really?
She's amazing, this woman.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Yeah.
So is everything cleaned up? All the snow's out of your driveway? There's no issues there?
Yeah, Brian Effer, the neighbor, came over with the snowblower and blew my driveway.
So I live in a building.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to worry about anything.
I don't have to worry about anything, but what they do is they throw salt down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when we walk out the front door, I wasn't paying attention. On Saturday, I went over to the grocery store. I come back to the house. I spent a lot of time wiping my feet off and stuff. I should have taken my shoes off.
That's what you do. You take your shoes off.
I didn't do that. Huh. And I got these hardwood floors.
Yeah.
And they're dark.
Yes.
And this morning I wake up. This was all on Sunday for, I was hanging out. I wake up and I look, and the whole house I've tracked salt through. Couldn't see it at the time.
White. Yeah.
Yeah. It had dried up, and it looks terrible. Right. So here I am at 5 in the morning.
With the Swiffer.
With the... Well, I don't have a Swiffer. I got rid of that.
You got rid of the Swiffer?
I got Swiffer. So I went to just straight mop with water and Lysol.
A mop
and
a bucket?
Yeah, a mop and a bucket. And
and a bucket?
Yeah, one of those that you can squeeze the mop, so that you get all the dirt out.
A mop and a bucket.
Even do a bucket. I just put it right there in the kitchen sink. You know, I fill it.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's just another manic Monday.
Manic Monday.
I'm so tempted to take you out to Hidden Valley one day this week and have you show me. Kelly, it's not hard going down to my own house. You know, I was
several years ago, but I may be a little more portly now than I was then. But Suffice it to say, Michael, that when they strapped the old blades on the old shoes and put the old poles in the old hands, it was a thing of wonderment.
Yeah.
The instructor told me, she said, "Mr. Hancock, I have never seen anything like that." That's what she told me.
Well, I want to share a little bit of the conversation we were having. We had a good old-fashioned Hancock and Kelly argument in here.
We did.
Because I said, I like to watch the Olympics. And you said the Olympics is just boring, you know, with ice dancing and synchronized swimming and blah, 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 and all the things that are going on. I'm with you. But you said snooker is more of a sport.
Because you have points.
Then why don't you put snooker into the Olympics?
I would.
Okay. So don't hate on those sports that are in there. But at the end of the day, I kind of agree with you. Some of them are silly, but I'm telling you right now, John, you're wrong about skiing down a mountain
basketball,
being a piece of cake and not a big deal.
Basketball, you throw a ball through a hoop, you get points for it. And you can measure your points against the other guy's points. In downhill skiing, if it's timed and you got to be the fastest, good, because you got a clock there. You got a stopwatch, and whoever's the fastest wins. Figure skating, you go out there and you're playing Rachmaninoff. And who wants to listen to Rachmaninoff? And then you got a couple of people out there that's going around in circles and twirling up in the air. I mean, I'll grant you it's athleticism. You throw a woman in the air 12 feet and catch her. I mean, that's good stuff. I tried to do that once. But then some judge says 9.7. What the heck does that mean? It means nothing. It means nothing. Sports are about points. It's about
being the fastest. So were you a Mary Lou Retton hater?
Gymnastics, another one. So you're flipping around on a little bar out there.
Yeah, you know. Well, you're going to say that's not athletic?
No, it's very athletic.
I just can't believe that you're being so critical of these other sports.
Here's what I would do. You're
talking about a game that's a bunch of guys that can drink beer, sing that around, play.
With points, and you score the points. So here's how you'd make gymnastics work.
Okay.
If they would just listen to me.
This ought to be good.
So you get on the bar out there, right? You twirl around the bar three times, 3 points. you jump off the vault there and you flip around 1.5 times, 1.5 points. And so now all of a sudden, you're putting some meat and potatoes into the scoring system of gymnastics. You got the rings up there and you put your legs up, you know, straight out. You do that 4 times. 4 points.
That's kind of how it goes. You just don't understand
it. You got some judge sitting there, probably drunk off their butt, and they're saying 9.7. And they have no idea what that means. Yeah, it's not good.
So then curling, I would assume, is right up your alley.
Well, at least in curling, you've got a place where the thing's supposed to land. You know,
and there's points.
And if you hit it in the thing, you get a point for it. Now, the guys with the brooms, what kind of sport has a broom in it? If you're using a broom in a sport, it's not that big of a sport.
I don't know that it's a broom.
Just my opinion.
It's kind of a brush, is it not?
That's a broom. It's a broom. I mean,
they use a broom in baseball.
Yeah, for the home plate.
Right.
Nobody's getting...
Wait a minute. You just said what kind of a sport uses a broom. Well, I just gave you the name of a sport that uses a broom.
I use a broom, too, but it's to pick up the crap off the floor. I mean, I'm just saying that these sports in the Olympics, you know, speed skating, I love it.
What about the guys who go do the cross-country skiing, and then they got the gun on their back, and then they get to the little place, and they lay down on their belly, and they catch their breath? And then they have to shoot those 5 targets.
Well, here's why I like that.
Okay.
Number one, it's timed.
Yeah.
Number two, you've got a little Second Amendment going on there.
I don't think the Olympics gives a crap about the Second Amendment.
Number three, you got the rifle there. And I'm assuming you're trying to hit a target with that thing, right?
I mean, it's points and time.
Points and time. I mean, maybe the perfect sport, honestly. Because you got points and time. What do you call that thing? The biathlete? What do you call that thing? The biathlon. That's what they call it.
Because
you're skiing
and you're shooting. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I kind of like that. You could do, if you have the Olympic, you could do, running and shooting, too.
Yeah,
that might be kind of fun. We could have that here in downtown St. Louis. We might have some Olympic athletes out there on the streets tonight, for all I know.
I'm not a fan of some of the stuff, but I, like the ice dancing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's dancing.
It's dancing.
It's not as
I mean, you can watch.
And, you know, figure skating, it's what everybody wants to watch. It's not my bag.
Yeah,
but
no.
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I mean, you twirl around and, you know.
But I really do like the snowboarders. But there's now we get into the points game.
Again.
The rating system.
Yeah.
And I mean, come on. You can tell that, like, oh, that guy did a bunch of flips and he made them look really cool.
Two flips, 2 points.
No, well, you can't
I mean, that's
that.
That's how this should work.
No, because you need to be able to do it on a like-same comparison.
Right.
You can't do it on a... Yeah, but if your flips aren't you know, in a nice, measured, tight, compact manner, you know, that's part of the sport is being able to keep it together and not just look like, I don't know, like some dopey dude coming down the bunny hill at
Hidden Valley
with the sticks going everywhere and elbows.
As you know, I don't like to talk, but it was almost as if poetry itself was swirling down that hill
okay. That
afternoon.
So you have skied at Hidden Valley.
Have
you ever skied out in the mountains?
Cross country skiing in the Boy Scouts.
You did not.
Yes, In fact, I think I have the cross country skiing merit badge.
How could you have that? I guess we used to get snow back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who was teaching the cross country merit badge?
I think it was Mr. Rosenthal.
So you're making this up.
And no.
You're making it up.
And he also taught me the skating merit badge, which I also have.
The ice skating merit badge?
And roller, both. I got them both.
Yeah. Can you ice skate?
You know, yeah. And so.
Have you ever been over to Steinberg?
Maybe.
And so, maybe you and George Ann come out there. And we'll have hot cocoa together.
I'll tell you what, that gal's got some good ankles.
Does she?
My problem with the ice skating is my ankles are kind of. You know,
you kind of got bird legs.
I got bird legs.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
You're a big guy with small legs.
Yeah.
And like two little toothpicks.
Yeah, they are.
You look like you're something out of a cartoon, don't you?
Well,
you know, I've only seen him in shorts one time.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to wear.
It was all you could handle, though.
I saw shades of white. I only saw my chest.
If I had my wife's ankles, I'd be in the NHL today.
Yeah. Is she an ice skater?
Well, I don't know, but she can do anything.
Really?
She's amazing, this woman.
Yeah. Well, I know that.
Yeah.
So is everything cleaned up? All the snow's out of your driveway? There's no issues there?
Yeah, Brian Effer, the neighbor, came over with the snow blower and blew my driveway.
So I live in a building.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to worry about anything.
I don't have to worry about anything, but
snow,
what they
grass,
do is they
nothing.
Throw salt down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we walk
so
out the front
walk.
Door,
right.
yeah. So I wasn't paying attention. On Saturday, I went over to the grocery store. I come back to the house. I spend a lot of time wiping my feet off and stuff. I should have taken my shoes off.
That's what you do.
Door.
You take your shoes off.
I didn't do that.
Huh.
And I got these hardwood floors.
Yeah.
And they're dark.
Yes.
And this morning I wake up. This was all on Sunday for, I was hanging out. I wake up and I look, and the whole house I've tracked salt through. Couldn't
everywhere.
See it at the time.
White. Yeah.
Yeah. It had dried up, and it looks terrible. Right. So here I am at 5 in the morning.
With a Swiffer.
With the... Well, I don't have a Swiffer. I got rid of that.
You got rid of the Swiffer?
I got Swiffer. So I went to just straight mop with water and Lysol.
A mop
and
a bucket?
Yeah, a mop and a bucket. And you
You're
know,
a
one
mop
of those,
and a bucket?
Yeah, one of those that you can squeeze the mop, you know,
yeah.
so that you get all the dirt out.
A mop and a bucket.
I don't even do a bucket. I just put it right there in the kitchen sink. You know, I fill it up with a little... you know, like ammonium or whatever you put on it. I don't know, pine sol or whatever. And I go scrub up, and then I throw my mop in there, and then I can squeeze it and clean up.
I think this man needs a Swiffer.
Well, the problem that I have with the Swiffer is, well, you know, it's you push that button, it sprays that stuff out.
Yeah.
Well, that stuff is nasty. Yeah, it's got a nice, pleasant smell to it.
Yeah.
But when you walk around barefoot and you look at your feet later, they're all dirty. Because that gunk that comes out of the Swiffer is all over your floor.
Well, that's because you haven't swift enough with the Swiffer.
No, I swift plenty.
No.
I'm just saying there's too much of the junk.
I don't like the
chemical.
If you under-swift with the Swiffer, you're not going to actually get up all of the dirt deposits that are and minerals that are on the floor. So
yeah, but you're spraying another chemical on there,
right.
And then it gets sticky and stinky. And
well,
ugh.
But you got to swift it up. That's the whole point of the Swiffer. So if you're running a Swiffer over a hardwood floor and you're not doing it enough, then you're going to leave a mix of Swiffer chemicals and whatever crap you dragged in from the street out there. No, no. You've got to swiff and swiff and swiff again. If you swiff enough of the Swiffer, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, but see, I don't use the Swiffer because I don't like the chemicals. I go straight to the mop. And let me tell you, my floors look beautiful right now. It's the same principle, John. I just don't want those chemicals from the Swiffer. You're all for the chemicals.
Can't you put some other substance into the Swiffer to squirt out onto the floor?
I don't think so, because you got to buy it that fits, you know, into their little contraption that they have.
Oh, they've got a monopoly on the contraption for
the
Swiffer.
Yeah, it's kind of like the coffee people with the little pods.
Uh-huh.
You got to buy the coffee pods from them.
Uh-huh.
Even though you bought the machine, what are you going to do? Make your own pods at home?
That's not good. That's anti-marketplace out there.
That's why I've gone straight to bucket and mop.
What we need to do is develop a chemical-free cleaning solution that fits into the Swiffer. Think about that, buddy. Hancock and Kelly juice. The old H&K juice. You put it on the Swiffer, you squirt it on your floor, you clean it up. Your feet have never been cleaner.
I love it.
It's amazing what happens out
there. We get all sides of the room.
Yes, everything.
Yeah.
Who needs all those other, the advertisers? Never mind.
He's John, I'm Mike. We'll be right back.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe.
All of his songs have like a kind of like a fast train background.
Many of them do.
Yes. Yeah, I can't think of many of his songs that don't have that, like, just a steady pace.
Yeah, cut time. That's cut time.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
How do you put that on a staff?
That's like tutu time.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Tutu time.
Uh huh.
Meaning that's because he was going boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny Cash, I'm not necessarily Johnny Cash, but you have a passport?
I do.
I do as well.
Never used it.
I was going to say, have you ever been out of the country?
I went to Cancun once, but I didn't need a passport back
then. Yeah. Why do you have a passport?
Well, it's important that you never know.
I've invited you to go out of the country with me, and you always come up with an excuse on why you can't.
Well, it's very expensive. But I've got the passport, and I will say that...
When's it expire?
In a long time. And so...
How long ago did you get it?
Three, four years ago.
So it expires about 6 years from now.
Yeah.
Mine's almost about to expire.
Wow.
And mine actually expires in September.
Because you go to Ireland, and you go to...
Well, I'm supposed to be going to Ireland in June of this year.
Are you now?
I'm going over there with my family and my best friend from growing up, and we're going to go see Ireland.
Nice. The Emerald Isle. Yeah,
but it expires in September. But they say you should never travel with a passport that's got less than 6 months
because
time on it. I don't know why.
Well, because something might happen.
You may be stuck over there and then you don't have a passport.
Some government grabs hold of you and now you can't get back because you've been in prison over there because Lord knows you probably deserve to.
I don't know. Not on the Lord's soil. I don't think they'd bother with a good Irishman Sean Kelly.
But I mean, you go over to China.
I'm not going to China, John. I'm going to Ireland.
All right.
But let me tell you, I could have gone to China with everything I had to do today.
Yes.
So I had decided that this morning was going to be the day that I was going to renew the passport. So I had filled out all the information.
Get the paperwork.
They come. You go to the website, and they give you. They say fill all this paperwork.
Yeah, and they want a lot of information.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I'm renewing my passport, so most of it is what does your passport say?
Yeah.
This information. Fill this in here.
Did you need to know your mother's maiden name?
No.
Oh.
No, because they. No, I'm sure to get an original passport.
Yeah.
I needed to know that.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm renewing my existing passport.
Yeah, yeah. So they already know your mother's name. They already know everything.
Yeah. So what they mainly wanted was the passport stuff. They wanted an updated photo.
Do you know your grandmother's maiden name?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I do. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I have all my stuff together, and the only thing left I've got to do is show up. Get my picture taken.
The photo.
And write them a check $160.
Were you wearing that for
the
photo?
I was. That's pretty good color for me.
Yeah.
It pops my eyes and the hair color. Yeah. I have this light blue shirt on. It looks good with my eyes.
Was the t-shirt showing through?
Yeah, that's what makes it sexy.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes me, look good.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of complements the whole outfit.
Yeah.
I'll teach you about it.
Okay.
So here I am. I go to the downtown post office. Lovely humans there. Lovely people.
Where are they now?
Pull my little ticket.
Yes.
Have you been to a post office lately?
I have.
I haven't. I
go almost every day.
I don't.
I got a P.O. box down there where people sometimes pay me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, so I go. I pull my ticket. I wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the very front, and the lady goes, "Oh, man, I'm sorry." She goes, "You're here for your passport."
Yes.
I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Do you have your photo yet?" I said, "No. I was told I was supposed to come here." She goes, "Ours is out."
Oh, they cannot take your picture.
Can't take
Wait
it.
Wait a minute.
You got to go to another post office.
Does not everybody have a cell phone to take a picture on a cell phone?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I don't think so.
Huh.
So I said, okay. So I go to the next post office, this one closer to my house. So I was at the main post office downtown.
Yeah.
So I went to the one in the Central West End.
Yeah.
I walk in there. Ooh, sorry, we don't have the photo thing.
What?
Blah, blah, blah. Well, now I'm fed up. I've spent about an hour doing the photo thing, right?
There's no photo.
So I finally look up the UPS store. So I go to the UPS store. I walk in. I said, do you guys take passport photos? She goes, a matter of fact, we do.
Yes.
She goes, stand right against that wall. She pulls down this shade.
Bam.
Tells me you can't smile. I didn't know that. You're not supposed to smile on a passport photo.
I smiled.
I was smiling. She said, sir, please don't smile. I said, well, I you know.
I always smile. I'm smiling on my driver's license in case I'm speeding sometimes.
I did, too. But anyway, get my passport photo taken. So now I'm at the UPS store. I got to make my way back to the post office.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, okay. So I go to the Central West End post office, the one that told the second place I went to.
That didn't have a camera.
I wait in line again. I pull my ticket.
Boom.
20 people in front of me.
Of course.
I get to the front of the line.
Everybody getting a passport there.
Yeah, she goes, oh, sir, she goes, you need to fill out a thing over there.
Form 7982.
And I said, but I have all my stuff here. She goes, no, I'm sorry, you need to go fill that out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I haven't got time for this. I got a conference call I got to be on.
Right.
So I just said, okay, thank you. Now I take my stuff. I go back to my office, have my conference call. Then I go to the downtown post office where I originally started this day to deal with this process.
Began.
I've got my photo. I've got my paperwork.
There it is.
I've got my mail. I've got my, you know, my envelope. I've got it all filled out.
Yes.
I get to the very front.
Yes.
And I said to the lady, I said, here's all my information. And she goes, this is perfect.
Whoa.
She says, do you have a check? I said, yep, I got a check right here. And then she looks at it and she says, well, your mailing address or your check doesn't match up with the mailing address on your...
Oh, boy.
I said, well, that's because my checks are from, you know, my office address and blah, blah, blah. And she wasn't going to let me do it. I finally just said to her, I said, ma'am, I spent 6.5 hours of my life today running here and there and going to all your different post offices.
Did you let her have it? Did you lose it?
No, I just said, is there any way we can kind of figure this out? I said, because what if my check didn't have an address on it?
At all.
At
then
all.
You just write it on there.
Yeah. And she goes, excellent point. And she just scratched it out for me. And we mailed it off to the Department of State. 6.5 hours later.
Wow.
To get a passport renewed.
Amazing.
And $190.
Amazing.
That's expensive.
Yeah, the government, you know, a bunch
$190,
of
but to get something renewed, I already have.
Yeah.
All I did was give them an updated photo of me. All the other stuff they already knew.
I wish you hadn't had the T-shirt showing. I think.
Really?
Yeah, because.
I think the T-shirt
when
is.
When you're over there in.
What's with the. Pajeski?
No, he doesn't have a T-shirt showing.
No,
Oh, no T-shirt on the PJ. Yeah. So what I'm saying
What's inappropriate about a little T-shirt underneath a sweater
so
like I'm wearing?
So you're walking out there in Paris and you're flashing your thing. You know, the Parisians, the typical American, look at his T-shirt showing.
Really?
And, yes.
I actually think this is kind of cool. It's a V-neck.
Apparently that's the case. I got a V-neck too, but nobody can see it.
Yeah, but... otherwise, if you're wearing a zip-up sweater like I'm wearing right now.
I've got one myself.
And you don't have a T-shirt on underneath it.
Yeah.
You look like one of them snake oil salesmen. Like, hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, come on over here. What are we hanging out
chain.
With each other?
And you should, of all people I've ever known, you should have a gold chain.
No, I want no jewelry.
Yeah.
I wear no jewelry.
Oh,
I don't
but
even,
PJ's got a gold chain.
I don't wear
Unbelievable.
Jewelry. I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear watches. I can't deal with any of it. It's too much. You know, I was married for about... a year of my life.
How long did I know you before I knew that?
It was a long time.
So you
it was hard to wear a wedding ring.
It was
I'd
a cup of
it.
Coffee, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
literally.
More than a cup of coffee, yeah. But
I mean,
it was an expensive cup of coffee.
6 months?
Nine.
9 months?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Oh, I knew before we got married. Listen, I don't want to talk too much about that because her family lives in town. She's a lovely human
being.
Lovely. But it's just, it was not right for me. It was not right for her.
And she walked out with a cap on
a
case.
There's a reason I haven't been married since.
There's Michael Kelly.
One down.
Advice to the lovelorn. I'm John Hancock. Advice to the passport seekers and figure skaters. We'll be back for another hour of this frivolity after all of this on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. across the deserts bare, man. I breathe.
All of his songs have like a kind of like a fast train background.
Many of them do. Yes.
Yeah, I can't think of many of his songs that don't have that, like just a steady pace.
Yeah, cut time. Him. That's cut time.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
How do you put that on a staff?
That's like 2-2 time.
Yeah.
Uh
huh. Yeah. 2-2 time.
Uh huh.
Meaning that's because he was going boom 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 boom.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny Cash. I'm not necessarily Johnny Cash, but you have a passport?
I do.
I do as well.
Never used it.
I was going to say, have you ever been out of the country?
I went to Cancun once, but I didn't need a passport back
then. Yeah. Why do you have a passport?
Well, it's important that you never know.
I've invited you to go out of the country with me, and you always come up with an excuse on why you can't.
Well, it's very expensive. But I've got the passport, and I will say that...
When's it expire?
In a long time. And so...
How long ago did you get it?
Couple, 3-4 years ago.
So it expires about 6 years from now.
Yeah.
Mine's almost about to expire.
Wow.
And mine actually expires in September.
Did you go to Ireland and you go to...
Well, I'm supposed to be going to Ireland in June of this year.
Are you now?
I'm going over there with my family and my best friend from growing up, and we're going to go see Ireland.
Nice. The Emerald
Isle.
Yeah,
but it expires in September. But they say you should never travel with a passport that's got less than 6 months
because
time on it. I don't know why.
Well, because something might happen.
You may be stuck over there and then you don't have a passport.
Some government grabs hold of you and now you can't get back because you've been in prison over there because Lord knows you probably deserve to.
I don't know. Not on the Lord's soil. I don't think they'd bother with a good Irishman Sean Kelly.
But I mean, you go over to China.
I'm going to Ireland.
All right.
But let me tell you, I could have gone to China with everything I had to do today.
Yes.
So I had decided that this morning was going to be the day that I was going to renew the passport. So I had filled out all the information.
Get the paperwork.
They come. You go to the website, and they give you. They say fill all this paperwork.
Yeah, and they want a lot of information.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I'm renewing my passport, so most of it is what does your passport say?
Yeah.
This information. Fill this in here.
Did you need to know your mother's maiden name?
No.
Oh.
No, because they. No, I'm sure to get an original passport.
Yeah.
I needed to know that.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm renewing my existing passport.
Yeah. So they already know your mother's name. They already know everything.
Yeah. So what they mainly wanted was the passport stuff. They wanted an updated photo.
Do you know your grandmother's maiden name?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I do. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I have all my stuff together, and the only thing left I've got to do is show up. Get my picture taken.
The photo.
And write them a check $160.
Were you wearing that for
the
photo? I was.
That's pretty good color for me.
Yeah.
It pops my eyes and the hair color. Yeah. I have this light blue shirt on. It looks good with my eyes.
Was the t-shirt showing through?
Yeah, that's what makes it sexy.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes me, you know, look good.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of complements the whole outfit.
Yeah.
I'll teach you about it.
Okay.
So here I am. I go to the downtown post office. Lovely humans there. Lovely people.
Where are they now?
Pull my little ticket.
Yes.
Have you been to a post office lately?
I have.
I mean, I haven't. I
go almost
forever.
Every day.
I don't.
I got a P.O. box down there where people sometimes pay me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, so I go. I pull my ticket. I wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the very front, and the lady goes, "Oh, man, I'm sorry." She goes, "You're here for your passport."
Yes.
I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Do you have your photo yet?" I said, "No. I was told I was supposed to come here." She goes, "Ours is out."
Oh, they cannot take your picture.
Can't take
it. Wait a minute.
You got to go to another post office.
Does not everybody have a cell phone to take a picture on a cell phone?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I don't think so.
Huh.
So I said, okay. So I go to the next post office, this one closer to my house. So I was at the main post office downtown.
Yeah.
So I went to the one in the Central West End.
Yeah.
I walk in there. Sorry, we don't have the photos.
What?
Thing, blah, blah, blah. Well, now I'm fed up. I've spent about an hour doing the photo thing, right?
There's no photo.
So I finally look up the UPS store. So I go to the UPS store. I walk in. I said, "Do you guys take passport photos?" She goes, "A matter of fact, we do."
Yes.
She goes, "Stand right against that wall." She pulls down this shade.
Bam!
Tells me, "You can't smile." I didn't know that. You're not supposed to smile on a passport photo.
I smiled.
I was smiling. She said, "Sir, please don't smile." I said, "Well, I
always smile. I've never not smiled. On my driver's license in case I'm speeding sometimes.
I did too. But anyway, get my passport photo taken. So now I'm at the UPS store. I got to make my way back to the post office.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, okay. So I go to this Central West End post office, the second place I went to.
That didn't have a camera.
I wait in line again. I pull my ticket.
Boom.
20 people in front of me.
Of course.
I get to the front of the line.
Everybody getting a passport there.
Yeah, she goes, oh, sir. She goes, you need to fill out a thing over there.
Form 7982.
And I said, but I have all my stuff here. She goes, no, I'm sorry. You need to go fill that out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I haven't got time for this. I got a conference call I got to be on.
Right.
So I just said, okay, thank you. Now I take my stuff. I go back to my office, have my conference call. Then I go to the downtown post office where I originally started this day to deal with this process. Began. I've got my photo. I've got my paperwork.
There it is.
I've got my mail. I've got my, you know, my envelope. I've got it all filled out.
Yes.
I get to the very front.
Yes.
And I said to the lady, I said, here's all my information. And she goes, this is perfect. Whoa. She says, do you have a check? I said, yep, I got a check right here. And then she looks at it and she says, well, your mailing address or your check doesn't match up with the mailing address on your...
Oh, boy.
I said, well, that's because my checks are from, you know, my office address and blah, blah, blah. And she wasn't going to let me do it. I finally just said to her, I said, ma'am, I spent 6.5 hours of my life today running here and there and going to all your different post offices.
Did you let her have it? Did you lose it?
No, I just said, is there any way we can kind of figure this out? I said, because what if my check didn't have an address on it?
At all.
At
then
all.
You just write it on there.
Yeah. And she goes, excellent point. And she just scratched it out for me. And we mailed it off to the Department of State 6.5 hours later.
Wow.
To get a passport renewed.
Amazing.
And $190.
Amazing.
That's expensive.
Yeah, the government, you know, a bunch
$190,
of
but to get something renewed, I already have.
Yeah.
All I did was give them an updated photo of me. All the other stuff they already knew.
I wish you hadn't had the T-shirt showing. I think.
Really?
Yeah, because.
I think the T-shirt
when
is.
When you're over there in.
What's with the. Pajeski?
No, he doesn't have a T-shirt showing.
No,
No T-shirt on the PJ. Yeah. So what I'm saying
What's inappropriate about a little T-shirt underneath a sweater
so
like I'm wearing?
So you're walking out there in Paris and you're flashing your thing, you know, the Parisians, the typical American, look at his T-shirt showing.
Really?
Yes.
I actually think this is kind of cool. It's a V-neck.
Apparently that's the case. I got a V-neck too, but nobody can see it.
Yeah, but... otherwise, if you're wearing a zip-up sweater like I'm wearing right now.
I've got one myself.
And you don't have a T-shirt on underneath
it.
You look like one of them snake oil salesmen. Like, hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, come on over here. What are we hanging out
chain.
With each other?
And you should, of all people I've ever known, you should have a gold chain.
No, I want no jewelry.
Yeah.
I wear no jewelry.
Oh,
I don't
even, PJ's got a gold chain.
I don't wear
unbelievable.
Jewelry. I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear watches. I can't deal with any of it. It's too much. You know, I was married for about... a year of my life.
How long did I know you before I knew that?
It was a long time.
So you
it was hard to wear a wedding ring.
It was a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah, it was more than a cup of coffee, yeah. But
I mean,
it was an expensive cup of coffee.
6 months?
Nine.
9 months?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Oh, I knew before we got married. Listen, I don't want to talk too much about that because her family lives in town. She's a lovely human being.
Lovely.
But it's just, it was not right for me. It was not right for her.
And she walked out with a cap on
a
case.
There's a reason I haven't been married since.
There's Michael Kelly.
One down.
Advice to the lovelorn. I'm John Hancock. Advice to the passport seekers and figure skaters. We'll be back for another hour of this frivolity after all of this on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy.
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.